I trust Atlas Butler because they've been a local company for over 100 years. Not that you should trust everyone just because they're local. Atlas Butler, yes. Guy who sells watches out of his car, maybe not. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
There it is. Hoppa! Hop, 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 ho! Welcome everybody to Stavi's World. We are back. We can't wait to give you so much advice. We've got Rachel Feinstein, one of my favorites, one of the best in the biz.
Feinstein. He has no idea who I am.
Come on.
Let's go to a caller.
Feinstein? I was trying to de-Jew it.
When I walked in, he's like, your name's Rachel Feinstein, right? And he was rubbing together imaginary points. I was like,
we need it. Yeah. We need the blood of a Jewish mother for a spell my Albanian producer is working on.
He didn't even say hello to me. He just said, Kanye made some good points. I was like, what? I just asked you your buzzer number.
That was off record, Rachel, please. I'm just trying to stay monetized.
I had to have him redo the theme song because when I first walked in, they were playing The Jews Will Not Replace. And I was like, stop. That's hurtful.
Honestly, that's just our pump-up music. You got here early, okay? That's how we get in the zone. Me and Eldis do a little channeled anti-Semitism to get the blood pumping. What can we say? We're Greek and Albanian.
Can I just say that I walked into Stav's apartment, and it looks like the feds just came here. Like, you were on Breaking Bad, and the apology was so light compared to what I walked into. I was like, oh, my. He's like, I just got back from Buffalo. Like, what the fuck could that have to do with this?
It was a 1-hour flight.
So. I just got back from Buffalo. Like, it looks like you've been raped and robbed.
It's horrible out there. The Christmas tree is still up.
And I feel like I can say this to you because I know that you get such a steady stream of ass on the road. So I'm not worried about your confidence levels at all. Because puss-wise, and that is a mathematical form of measurement,
that is true.
You're doing just fine. But it was insane. Yeah. Then he brought me a water that there was 4 bugs in.
Okay, they were not bugs. I don't know that they were bugs. Was it debris? Sure. Was it mystery debris? Yes. Was it probably from the air fryer trap that was also in the dishwasher? It's possible. But please don't say it's bugs. Is it turkey breast? Or is it turkey burger debris? Maybe.
I'll just say there is a cheesesteak in my water. And I'll leave it at that.
Turkey, please. I'm watching my figure. So yes, maybe this episode will deal with some of my problems, folks, because we are really struggling over here. One weekend on the road and already my life has deteriorated. Last week it was like literally last. Who do we do? We did Bobby, and this place was spotless. I was so excited. I gave him a tour and then you rang the buzzer, and I looked around. I was like, "Fuck!" I was like, "This is what Rachel's about to walk into."
I'm a mess.
I know you're
so
not.
It's like, I'm not running a tight ship. Like, there's probably like peanut butter with a key stuck in it in my purse right now.
Yeah, well, you have
like,
a kid.
I'm teeming with ADD. I lose a debit card every week. I was still like, "What? Are you okay?"
I saw it in your eyes. I was like, "Have I offended Rachel somehow?"
And then I was like, "Crime happened." I was like, "Are you all, or is everybody okay?" It was wild.
Okay, there's some Amazon package. You know, we'll take a picture. We'll show it on the episode. Yeah, it is brutal out there. But
I love you, though. I feel safe here.
it's a safe space. And I thank you for being so honest with me. I really appreciate
it. Well, I know that you don't care. And that you're like, it's not like you're like, if you're an interior designer, I'd be like, very high end.
This does suck because I do like to impress my friends who come for the first time. Because if it were clean, you'd be like, whoa, this is a nice place, Stav. But because we met when I was I was broke as hell. I lived in a windowless room, and I wanted to really be like, Rachel, I've come up in the world.
No, I've heard people talk about how much money you're making now.
Yeah, but it's one thing.
Like, everybody's like, Stav is making so much money off. I can't.
I was like, oh, it'll be nice. She'll see the apartment. She'll be like, yeah, good for Stav. And then it was a crime scene.
That's why it's so funny that you live like this. Otherwise, if you were just poor, then I would feel like I would be a twat to trash you. But I've heard that you are like teeming with money. That's what makes it so funny. Yeah.
It's like a wacky story
about like a celebrity that didn't have to live that way, but chose to because they were so like creatively harebrained.
Right. Yeah.
No, I did walk in here and I was like, generational wealth, obviously. Like, I saw this and I was
That's what we're trying to channel.
He was knighted.
It's Greek diner money. It's Greek generational diner money. But yes, thank you for coming to my apartment, even though it's not the cleanest it's ever been. We're excited. 904-800 Stav, folks. We're gonna get to your questions. Rachel, she's got a great perspective. You're gonna love hearing from her. But first, we're just gonna chat a little bit. You know, you're going through some kind of existential crisis within 1 minute. So it was funny because while we were sitting here, you're like, "Am I the fattest, ugliest bitch of all time?" It's like you come in here, you look great. Me and Eldest both look like shit. Maybe me a little more. Eldest looks a little more put together. I'll give that to you. You look okay today. And Rachel just comes in here and she's like, "So am I like disgusting? Am I like a dog?"
You
took part in a roast. Is that what happened?
I did Bert Kreischer roast, which was really fun.
Sounds like it was.
Yes. Zach Amico was writing for it, and he wrote a few of the jokes about me. I can't remember how many of them made it, but he told me one just like, you know, casually. He was like, "Oh, and here's the one I had for you." You know, and so I'm getting ready to maybe like have a slightly strained laugh as I learn a new insecurity or a new way to hate myself. Right. And he's like, "Rachel has..." And it was so funny, and so it hurts so bad. He was like, "Rachel's a mom now, so she wrote a children's book. It's about herself, and it's called The Dog That Saved Hanukkah." And I was like, as I'm saying goodbye to him, and then I was like just throbbing with self-hatred. I was like, have I not known? Have I just been the last to the party that I've been the dog that saved Hanukkah all these years? I called up like a high school friend. I was like really spiraling. I'm like, am I just putting on lipstick and everybody else knows that I'm a pig? Like, is it just over? It's been a wrap for a long time, and I'm sitting there painting myself like a delirious fucking loon, you know? I was like, I just was sure that I'd just been, everybody thinks I'm just like snacking on lithium all day and just violently ugly, but I've just been like putting a lot of rouge on or some shit, you know? That one hurt, and it was so good. Like, I want to read that book, The Dog That Saved Hanukkah. I want to learn about that dog's adventures.
It could be good.
That's what made it so painful.
You should write it. You should do it.
Yeah,
turn this L into a victory. Make this money for your daughter. It's like a dog. It's like a basset hound with like makeup on, doing comedy. It's just dog in a dress.
See me a month on The View, like, and there she is, after, little Lenora.
Yeah. After anti-Semitic remarks were hurled at this comedian, she turned it into a positive for the community. You could totally flip it and Barry Zach at the time. You're like, he's a toxic white male. He called me a fat Jew.
It was such a good joke. Amico's hilarious. That's why I don't think that he was aware that I was going to look at myself in a whole new way. But
have you been like looks insecure? Is that a thing?
I mean,
you've
I'm like,
you
know, a lot of women. Yeah. I mean,
just a woman in America.
Just pulsing with self-hatred. Yeah. I just catch like the side of my face and I'm like, just stop it.
Man.
Leave people alone. Just fucking stop. It's hostile.
Being a woman
and you're gross.
Is horrible.
It is.
You look great. Okay. You look incredible. You walked in here. I was like, wow, Rachel, like, actually like looks nice for this podcast is bullshit. She looks great for it. And then you're over here like, I think I should kill myself. I think I should make my child an orphan because I'm ugly.
It's the problem, a lot of it is the comments. Like I read the
comments. You can't read the fucking comments. Hey guys, do Rachel a favor. In the comments, talk about ways you'd like to have sex with her.
Yes,
make her feel really good.
I welcome that.
Let's go the other version of misogyny. If you go on Instagram Live,
it's like so confusing so fast. Like it'll be like one girl that's just like, you know, I really respect strong women in comedy. How did you first realize that you had it? And the next one is like, you like scissor bitch, you know? And I'm like, oh, thanks, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next one will be like, your arms are fatter than last week. I'm like, someone's tracking my arm fat? Like, how am I supposed to just keep breathing after this? They're so, it's such an emotional
that one's
roller
the
coaster.
Worst. Honestly, of all of them, that's the worst one I've heard.
Your arms are fatter than last week. It's just like, it's over. Just yeah. Why continue? And then there's a guy named Mr. Twat Waffles that hates me. And he
Mr. Twat Waffles. You can't be giving Twat Waffles this kind of power, Rachel.
So much on podcasts. Like, I'm absolutely encouraging people to go out and troll and make a name for yourself. Because fucking Mr. Twat Waffles did. I've been really trying to get him out there. And there's guys that argue with Mr. Twat Waffles and like stick up
on
for
your
me.
Behalf.
Yes. And then I think they must end up like becoming friends and taking vacations together. They'll argue for me and they'll be like, yo, Twat Waffles, lay off right. or whatever. Yeah. This guy, Johnny Boy 69, that sticks up.
That's awesome. You're fostering a real growing community of guys, of reply guys in your comments. That's really nice. It's funny because like all the good guys, you don't even know their names, but Mr. Twatwaff, the bad boy, he's the one who gets your attention.
I was like, here I am Twatwaffle. Just blasting myself every night to Mr. Twatwaffles.
He comes in, leather jacket, motorcycle, you fat pig.
Oh, geez, Mr. Twat Waffles. Would you like
Dear
to
Dear mother, tonight I think I met the man I'll marry. Yes, his name is Mr. Twat Waffles. And he looked at me real special-like on the YouTube.
That is hilarious. Well, you look great. You're crazy if you think, if those are your insecurities. Let's talk about your personality. I think that's the real problem. No, yeah, I'm joking. You're great. I'm a big fan. You're hilarious. When was the first? I mean, this is just like, was it like? Did you have like parents that made you insecure about your looks? Did you have like who was the first person that
That's
made you
like
really?
That's just like one of many insecurities. Like yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I wouldn't say I mean, I hate myself probably as much as the next broad that's on camera. You know,
sure,
like, but
sure.
But I was scanned a lot as a child. They always thought
scanned.
There was something wrong with me, and they were always scanning me. Yeah.
Like what?
Actual
like your
scan.
Brain?
Brain scans.
So you're like...
suction cups. I will put you on a text thread with my brothers. I'm not lying. On my brain.
That's incredible.
Like, because they were just like, I would just go to school, and they were just like, she won't. Learn anything.
Yeah,
she's
just
as dumb as a goddamn rock. I just wouldn't focus or learn. Yeah. And I came from, you know, like intellectual Jews. Like right. They were just like, what's going wrong? Like they were screaming arguments.
You grew up around here? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Maryland. My dad was a civil rights lawyer.
Yes.
And like, you know, he skipped
Silver
two grades
Spring,
in school.
Bethesda?
Yeah, I went to high school in Silver Spring. Yes. And, at this school called Thornton Friends. Mm. And I went to public school for many years, but I was the only kid in my family that they switched into this private school because I was like not going to graduate. And I went around and I interviewed at all these different private schools and they were all like, no, absolutely not. And they get her away from the building. Many were like not past the parking lot. And then I finally, my mom was like, we got you into this place. It's called Thornton Friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got into a school. They want me. And then I found out later it was like a last resort kind of deal. It was like juvie, you know, like, and
but
everybody called it Snorton Fiends because it was like where they sent the drug addicts and the bad kids.
So you were so dumb as a child that it equaled a drug addicted 12-year-old.
Yes.
Just your natural brain is what would happen to a normal kid who started doing heroin at 9.
Pretty much. Right in DD.
That's just, wild. Like, you must have had some kind of crazy learning disability, right? Because you're not dumb.
I'm like teeming with ADD. Like I used to go to school and my hair was just like wet, dripping down.
Yeah,
my back. People at school would call me wetback. I thought they were using like racial slurs. And it was just like, no, they were trying to give me like a heads up. My back was, I was dripping. Yeah. And I was just, I didn't want to listen. Like I would try. It was just, I was like trying to listen. We're like, can't do it. Yeah,
just zoning out. What were you doing? What was going on?
You know when people like at school, we'd all be talking and they'd be like, I don't know what's happening in that class. So I'm like, no, I really, I don't know what that class is about. I would get like 20%, 18%.
Wow.
I was at detention so much. I had like a detention dance. Like everybody knew my detention dance. I just knew. I couldn't,
What would you do? Well, did you have one subject that you did like or that spoke to you? Or
it's funny. I saw, actually, that's really weird you said that because I read this, one of my many old report cards when I was home over Hanukkah, mm-hmm. and over the dog that saved yep. Hanukkah.
Having some kibble.
And I was reading like some of the comments.
Sharing a big milk bone with mom.
When I was shitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
No, but I was home and I was reading an old report card and they were like, it was like an assessment of me during some testing that they did. Mm-hmm. And it was so sad because it was like, Rachel really was very concerned about her score in the test and how she was doing to the point that she stopped many times to ask if she was doing okay. I was like, what a comic. You know what I mean? Just what a comic.
Everything all right?
Yes. She kept asking and interrupting as I said that we had 80 more questions to go.
Oh my God.
And then it was like, there was, she struggled with the geometry. They kept using the word struggle. Like clearly this lady was like gentle. And she saw I was broken. Mm-hmm. She's like, she struggled with this section, that section, every other section. And then they said she did perk up in a discussion of humor and how to make people laugh.
Look at that.
And it was like in fourth grade or something. Wow. That was like the one thing I could do. I wanted to be one of those people that was like about to do this or that, but I made this noble decision.
Of course,
like,
to leave. But there was they begged you to be a doctor, else. But no.
It would be like the a stage. Great garden situation. Yeah, that's it.
In a crumbling estate. That's why. But probably okay. To make you feel a little better, it sounds like your parents probably reacted the worst way possible to a kid who's probably a little bit of a slow learner. Like you were probably a late bloomer, but your parents were like, she can't read it at eighth grade level. Is she retarded? And then we better get her to the doctor fast. And then you think you're fucked. You think now there's pressure. And literally every time you try and learn, in the back of your head, you're like, if I don't do good, mom and dad will send me to an institute.
I overheard them arguing once in the middle of the night, and my mom was like, she's not normal, Howard. Shit.
And she's not normal.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you were just a nice little happy-go-lucky kid who had, like, dyslexia or something. And your mom was just like... You have older siblings?
I have an older brother and a younger brother. Yeah.
And they both got regular brains.
I was trying to figure out how you're going to compose that sentence. I wanted to give you some space to figure it out. And they're both, like, not as dumb as you. They're both, like... They did okay. They had their struggle, but they weren't like with me. It was like, D's, F's. I mean, like a lot of I just didn't do well in school. Sure. I don't think that I was an all around idiot. I just think that I was bad at school and I wouldn't focus,
Of course.
But they were like, they were very liberal in other ways. They were just like worried. They were very hyper focused and worried. I think probably they weren't dealing with like their own problems. I was the kid that everybody was just like,
of course,
what in the fuck with Rachel.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. You were the lightning rod for every problem the family had.
That's what my therapist told me in high school. Yeah.
Look at that.
He used to listen to me like this, just kind of zoom in and nestle on the couch and kind of and Dr. Castellano said, you weren't the problem.
Wow.
You weren't the problem.
Do you think, that's a real, you had a real Goodwill Hunting moment with Dr.
I did. Castellano was like, it's not your fault.
Yeah. And you were zoned out. You're like, what's that?
He was like, you were the symptom bearer, he said. He was like, you absorbed all the problems of the family.
So what's up with your
focus was on you.
Are your parents still together?
They're still together, and they're really like accepting, and there was like no bad thing that happened to me. They were just like frantic about me.
It's really interesting where sometimes being like too present is the problem.
Yes.
Like being like truly, if they had just chilled out for a second, you'd probably be fine.
If they'd paid less attention to my breathing patterns while I was sleeping. The scans were not good.
Yeah. I think scans are crazy.
The scans were a lot.
Yeah. I had one time, so there was like a in our elementary school, they started doing some construction. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I had allergies. Like, I happened to have allergies, and I was coughing a lot. But I had, like, a coughing fit, and I got to get sent home. I was in, like, second or third grade. So then I pretty much pretended to have some kind of, like, allergy to the construction that was going on so that I would miss school. And then, but my mom was so scared that she took me to all these specialists, and I had to just keep the, I just had to keep the, like,
the charade
up the whole time. So we kind of had flip sides where it's like you were forced to go through all these specialists, yeah. And I was just like, and I literally, there were points where I just started pretending I had to cough.
Wait, because you didn't want to go to school at all?
I just didn't, I didn't even mind school, but I was like, wait, this got me out of school and I go watch fucking Price is Right. So there was like 6 months of my third. Yeah, I think you had
that's
already
so creative.
I
stuff.
Think you had already left. Me and Eldest grew up together, by the way. He's my
yeah.
Know.
That's what was he like? I mean, can you answer that?
Not that different.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly. We've honestly both
like
been the
you
same guy.
He's like you've always been confident. Like,
yeah, I was.
Was
I
he
was
like
always,
that? Always was he always just like, hey, what's up?
He was like, confident in elementary school. Is a little more like you know. Musical theater kind of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, relax, shit. Musical theater. Yeah. You could have said regular theater, motherfucker. I never sang.
Plays too, but you did used to sing.
I guess you're right, I did sing. I did sing. I honestly, you know what, you're right. I was one of those
was
fucking nerds.
Was Stav like always just crushing puss?
No. Oh, this is a okay. late in life
I guess
situation.
It's hard to crush puss when you're 12. Yeah. You probably shouldn't crush puss.
No, even in high school and college.
We weren't, neither one of us was. So let's relax, Eldest. I think I had like my confidence was like in like the places where I had seen results, like school, sports, like I was funny. So socially it wasn't an issue, but like there is something, I think I had maxed out confidence, but I didn't understand how to like, take that conf, but like, so you know what it was? I didn't understand being nervous around a social interaction. Mm-hmm. So when you got girls in the mix and it was like, I care if they reject me, mm-hmm. I didn't care about anything else socially. I was supremely confident. So then once I felt that anxiety, I didn't know what to do with it and it freaked me out. And I just blew it every time, like
with
you
a
know,
girl. You
with
like
a girl,
cocked yourself.
Because it was yeah. like, I didn't understand what to do with the feeling of being scared of a interaction.
It's hard, yeah.
You know? So like, so it took until college, because in high school, and it's like in hindsight, sure, could I have been like, let's go, like, oh my God, I went out with this girl, and we were just like hanging out in my car for like 3 hours, where it was like we went on a date, it went great, we smoked weed.
How old were you?
I was like 16. It was
and
like
you didn't kiss her.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was like. Like oh my God, so I got cute. I could get to the point so I could get to the point where a girl clearly
she's
would have hooked
in
up with
therapy
me.
Right now. Yeah. Like, yeah. And I guess I just never felt feminine, and maybe it wasn't, and maybe he just wasn't attracted to me. It doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and it was even like we were looking for a secluded spot. We both agreed, like, oh, we should go somewhere, and then we just parked there, and I was like, so. Do you like Night at the Roxbury?
This kind of happened to me. Know? Now that I'm thinking about it, this kind of happened to me.
Yeah.
The same thing, because I was really into skateboarding and skateboarders.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of them seem like they would be comedians because they're just funny and super dry, and probably many of them are like on the spectrum.
Mentally ill,
so, like,
on drugs.
Yeah, my type.
Addicts,
just kind of like,
all that.
Like remote emotionally. Yeah, I want you to have just like left the country emotionally.
Yes.
Full desert. So like, I remember my friends we all snuck out in the middle of the night, and my friend was like blowing some guy in the woods, and I was like sitting on this tennis court with this guy and my like Jason Lee skateboard, and I'm like just sitting there, and like I was always been pretty like prude, you know, like I just like made out with somebody and that'd be it. But I like was just like wanted him to kiss me or something, and we talked for like 2 hours, didn't even try to touch my body. I just took off my dumb sweatshirt, which was probably said like Santa Cruz on it. Least sensual thing I could have been wearing. And I just sat there in this red bra sitting on a skateboard.
No.
I was just like sitting
you
next
pulled
to him.
Your titties out and he didn't
just,
do anything?
I just sat there with my bra, and we both just kept talking for another hour or so until this guy fully came. And then my friend came out of the woods like, woo.
Yeah.
And then I just put my sweatshirt back on, and I was like, good to see ya. And he was like, solid hang.
Well, see ya, you know, give you finger guns. I think if someone had taken their shirt off, I would have taken that cue. In fact, the only I would like to think the only times I did hook up in high school was when it was like, you know, a real take charge kind of gal. You know? So there was like a just just you know, at the Greek festival, that's a big time where everybody gets drunk as fuck at the Greek festival, like as a child, you know?
Yeah.
That's the first place in the basement of your church.
And you guys grew up around here.
No, we grew up in Baltimore.
In Baltimore. You said that before, sorry.
Yeah.
I grew up in Maryland, too.
And, yeah, we got the Maryland Connect. And yeah, the only time was when these girls just completely would take charge, and they were just one.
They would just run
me.
The show.
Yeah, they would just, you know, and I was like, oh, I get this. I know what to do here. Once we get that going, I just
And then when that would happen, would you guys, like, recap on the way home and just go through all the details?
You let everybody know exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Although the first time, so the first time that ever happened at the Greek festival, I also was blackout on the verge of like alcohol poisoning drunk, because it was like the first time you get booze. So I'm like 14 or 15. And so I'm making out with this girl, and it's the church. It's literally our church. And the one, so we try and find an alcove, and there's like the church offices. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no one's in the office. Everyone's like at the party or gone. Mm-hmm. And because it was the Greek festival, it turns out they were in the office. They were counting all the money because it's the biggest. They want to make the deposits that day.
Wow.
So I am making out. Two children are making out, and I'm grabbing this girl's tits. And just all these old Greek guys in suits come out and just walk past us. And they're all bros. They're not going to blow my spot up. You know what I mean? But it was still like,
they're going to help you close.
It kind of fucked the vibes up.
I could see that. Yeah.
And then another time, a different girl who was just like good to go, you know, ready to go, right? But it was one of those parties in high school where there's three girls and 14 guys.
Sure.
So it's like pussy musical chairs.
Yeah.
Where it's like you have three guys who are pumped and 11 that are like, fuck that guy. What do you think he's better than me? So I was selected by a girl, and I have breasts in my mouth for the first time in my life. It's the best moment of my life.
You're worth it.
And thank you so much. And then, but then one of the guys who didn't get the hookup was my ride home. We're completely across town, and
he's like backed up, like
no. I get like a yo, Stav, Greg's leaving, and I was like, what? And this is like, there's no Uber, I have no money.
This
is six, you know, this is probably literally 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
Yeah,
I have no way to get. I don't know how to fucking use the buses and the bus system.
No.
Like it's what I have no way to get home.
You're homelish at best.
So I had to stop. Hooking up, I was going to fuck for the first time in my life, and I had to stop to get home, and I had to chase the guy's car. I'm like putting my clothes on, dick hard as hell, chasing him to catch a ride.
Did you ever see her again?
We went to high school together.
Were you ever able to insert yourself inside her?
Never. I never was able to get inside. I think she had a boy. She was, we'll say, a loose gal.
In the classic sense. You've crunched some numbers. You're like, we've decided.
In the
on
classic
this.
Sense, maybe, you know, she didn't.
We'll
take...
not call her a godless whore because we're tasteful over here.
Both of the girls I'm describing both had boyfriends, actually, these two girls. That's why when I say take charge kind of gal,
heroines.
That's what I mean. Yeah, truly. Absolutely. True heroes. If I had met a couple more sluts in high school, my life would be, I wouldn't do comedy. If a girl fucked me when I was 16, I would be like I would just be running a nice family business.
What's today?
Monday? I'd be picking up my son from school right now.
Yeah, you sure would.
I'd have, my hair would be shaved. I'd have no dumb,
You'd
ironic facial hair.
You'd be driving some kind of grocery getter.
There would have been
no cum town, no cum village.
No, I'd be in a Nissan Murano. Yeah. I'd be in a Nissan Murano trying to find size 4 soccer cleats for that weekend.
I am so jealous of those people. Like those people, I'll see these people on date nights in my shows. And I've never been as throbbingly lonely as I am. Just like, you know, I remember one time just being freshly dumped. It was just like New Year's Eve in like Toledo or something.
Yeah.
I was like just pulsing with loneliness. On stage, lost my luggage. I had to wear the club owner's, you know, university of whatever city I was in, sweatshirt. And I'm like, 10, 9, hang myself. You know, like fucking dying.
Oh, those
are
the worst.
Freshly dumps.
Yeah.
And just these couples, I remember this guy just kind of rubbing his wife's knee in the front row. And they were really enjoying themselves too. And I'm like, I'm just this lubricant for men to love their wives. They're just like, well, she was fun for a raunchy evening.
Yeah.
But like, thank God I have a lady at home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't rub her knee enough.
Yeah.
That's what I do to men. I just like, I make them love their wives more. They're like, you know what? It could be worse. And And I always feel like that. Like, I'm so jealous of those people that just, they get a new car and that's all they want to talk about. The new car. Like, we got a car. I remember, like, dating this guy and I went to his family's house. Like, we had to take a walk around the brother's car. We talked about it for, like, 40 minutes. I was, like, just dying of boredom. I was like, no, we can't. There couldn't be any more questions to ask about a Subaru. And I was like, that's always been the guys that I've dated. Like, they never have a follow-up question for me. I'm like, they're just like, so what made you decide not the Mazda? You know? And I'm like, I just played Anne Frank in this, like, bro. I'm like using my own, plugging my own credits. Yeah. And they're just like, no follow-up questions. They're just like, but shrimp's on sale at BJ's. Yeah, and I'm like, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I'm jealous of that. I want the regular ass. Yes. Yeah. I would love
Well, you've got a version of that now, right? You got a nice family.
I'm married to a firefighter, so he's like,
who's great. I love your husband. He's the man.
Fun loving guy, but he's not like, I wouldn't say they're normal. They're
That's true. They're firefighter. Yeah.
The firefighters, they do generally, like, they run a little dumb because you're not, I have a joke about it on stage, but you're not supposed to like have man sleepovers for half your life. Like
That is true. You're not a regular person when it's like, you gotta be a little, first of all, you gotta be a little dumb to be like, yeah, I'll risk my life.
They're like brilliant and dumb emotionally. Like, he has memorized the inside of every building in this city. Like, he could go into a building because they love buildings because they have to know the inside of them.
Right,
they can like know, they have to know in the dark how to get through. Like, be like, oh, this is a duplex down. Like, that's what he says whenever we walk in.
Yeah,
He's like, what was the roof like? And I'm like, I don't know. I was like at a TJ Maxx. When he asked me about my day, he's like, so he will stop and read one of those big plaques in front of like an industrial building. I'm like, who could ever give a fuck? And it would just be like the plans.
He wants to know how many entrances.
Like, and he's sincere in a way that's like he wants to get to the bottom of things. Like when we visit an area, he's like, oh, it looks like the tower really is the tallest tower in New Hampshire. Talk some shit. I'm a comic.
You're really right, because they don't keep comics, one thing that's brutal is like, you don't keep a regular person's hours.
No.
Like, you're up all night. It's, you can't, you're never on a schedule. You know, like you said, you spend a lot of your time just kind of providing entertainment and putting out some like positive energy that other people are then going to use to have a wonderful night. And then you're going to go alone in a hotel. It's a weird, lonely thing. Whereas firefighters, it's like, they don't keep regular hours. There's, and like, just with comics, something's wrong with you to want to be a comedian, right?
Yeah.
A regular person who accepts positive feedback in the normal amount, they don't need to like freebase it by killing for an hour.
Freebase it is great.
You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. We're freebasing acceptance.
No, they're adrenaline junkies. Like us. Yeah. There's a lot. We have a lot in common with firemen, except that we're the real heroes.
Yeah.
But, like, they both work crazy hours. Didn't give a shit if I was like, you know, working on Christmas and every other guy. It's like, oh, it's fun for a minute that you do stand up, and then what the fuck?
When are we gonna hang out? We can't hang out any weekend.
He doesn't care because they're the same. They work all kinds of weird hours. They might work on all the holidays, everything. They all have this one clique of people that understand them the way nobody else does. That firehouse kitchen, it's like walking up to the table at the Comedy Cellar. Like, the energy, the chemicals change in the room when a civilian walks up, which is what we call civilians, because we're dickheads.
Let's not throw regular people around, okay? Sorry. I'm not doing civilians. There's nothing worse than that. That you should phase out if you do that.
Yeah,
it's really embarrassing. They're not civilians.
But we'll say that at the Comedy Cellar. We'll be like, oh, is this civilian came? Somebody will be like, civilian came.
That's disgusting. I can't support saying civilian. That has to go.
I didn't realize how shameful that was.
It really is. Think about it for 1 second, what you just said. It's like, this civilian, this doctor, he's not qualified.
We're such dickheads. Yeah, you're right. We really are.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I had an argument once with my husband. We were on our way to our honeymoon, and I was like, do you want, I was like, I'm not giving up the window seat. And I was like, that's like the ultimate sacrifice. And he's like, that's not the ultimate sacrifice. He's like, the ultimate sacrifice is losing your life. I'm like, no, it's the window seat on a cross-country flight. I'm a twat.
But the one thing they have that we don't is that they get to just chill in the firehouse together.
Yes.
Like that, if there was a way for, like.
But we do get to do that at like the Comedy Cell or like sitting around a comedy club. Sure. But not as much as I wish we could.
Exactly. Even that is like, when you're really doing it, you're kind of like, I'll stay after. You should be home, right?
Yeah.
They get to, as part of the job, hang out. That's part of the job.
I know.
It's like awesome. We just did. Like it's fun because when you're young, you go on those things with like four comics will pile in a car and you'll go to a different city and you'll do a one nighter. That's always fun. I remember the first time
a road trip.
Like, the first time we really like we had met before, but we actually hung out was when we did that horrible gig on Long Island when you were getting ready for your special and I was getting ready to tape for the half hour.
Yeah,
which got postponed because of the pandemic or whatever. But we were both working on stuff.
Yeah,
and so we kind of took this last minute gig on Long Island and it was the most atrocious. It was like a fundraiser for
it was
like children's cancer or somebody died.
Violently bombed.
It was we ate our nuts for the whole
time. We were laughing in the car. We bombed so bad. Well, like, we bombed where like we had to get out of the building. Like, we couldn't stay there. We couldn't have a snack. We needed to get out safely. Yeah, we needed to evacuate.
Because both of us, I think, stupidly were like, no, we came here to work on something. So we tried to just stick to our jokes, but it's like some fucking guy in a banana costume was the MC.
God, that's right.
It was some guy who was like doing banana puns and then being like, and also let's not forget why we're here. Children are dead.
Children are dying and here's some pics. And by the way, here's some pictures of their crushed up child bone bits.
Pictures of kids with cancer.
And then I was like, hey, how about my mom character?
Yeah. Rachel's going to do voices. I'm going to talk about eating ass.
Oh, they really hated us.
But the car ride was great.
Oh, we had so much fun. I love that. I love a road trip. I love just talking on a road trip. I always prefer to drive than to fly.
Like, if it's 4 hours or under, you know what I mean? Like, you drive. But it's a little. It gets a little dicey. Five is a little much. Especially if you have the show that day, you know?
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We almost drove to Buffalo, but we were like, fuck it, we'll
I know, fly. I almost drove to Buffalo, too.
That one's a little too far.
I was like,
because any traffic, you're fucked.
You're fucked.
Any traffic, it becomes 9 hours somehow.
Yeah.
As opposed to if everything goes great at 6, and it never goes great.
Yeah. Something always happens. I mean, but that hang is the best, and they get to do that all the time. And then, and they also love the fires, the firemen, and they get pissed when they don't get to go to the fires. And he was pissed when he moved from Brooklyn to Manhattan. You know, and I'm like, why? You know, Manhattan, he's like, that's exciting. He's like, no good jobs. Too many sprinklers.
That's too safe in Manhattan.
Brooklyn Barnes.
Brooklyn's fucking burning, baby. Brooklyn
Barnes, you got good jobs fucking popping off there. Fucking blazing up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they love the fires.
They love to control the fires. That is fucking hilarious. But yeah, you got, even though it's not the traditional setup, it's a comedian and a firefighter, you still got some version of a regular life. You got a kid. She's cute as hell. I love the.
We got a little girl named Frankie.
Great name for
little Frankie.
Great name for a little girl, Frankie.
She's funny. I mean, she just doesn't believe in me as an authority figure. So I've been trying to like potty train her yesterday, and then I was like, Frankie, I'm serious. You know, I was like, if you sit on the potty, you get a sticker, and just try to sit on it. I was like, you can get a sticker and a little Hershey kiss. And I go, I'm serious. She goes, you're not serious. I was like, fuck. She's right.
She just ran right through you.
Yeah, she's like two. She goes, you're not serious. And I was like, she's right. Even my daughter knows, my 2-year-old daughter knows I'm doing like an impression of an adult some power over. She's like, not you? She's like, I've seen your clips. Like, she's like, you do like hand job jokes. Yeah. Like, you're not laying down any laws here. Yeah.
That is why. Yeah. I mean, the idea that having to, any of my friends being parents is so crazy to me.
It is still so funny because like she, but it's like when Pete says something, she's like, oh, me? She like will headbutt me at like 2 a.m, you know? Not only does she get out of her bed and like come into our bed every night, yeah. like I'm like, Frankie, you need to be in your bed. And she's like, you? And she's like, no, I don't. And then she gave me like a fucking headbutt. She like does jujitsu on me at like 4 a.m. Yeah, she's like, come on, bitch.
She's
like, you've been doing shots. I'm like, no, I'm an adult now. Yeah.
It's definitely, it sounds like it's going to be a wait till your father gets home situation with her. You're never doing any punishments.
Yeah. I mean, I try, but she doesn't really. Yeah. I mean, she's like does faces all the time. She just says like in the mirror doing like silly stuff. And she speaks Spanish and neither of us speak Spanish at all. And
Wait, how?
My mother-in-law is Colombian.
Oh, okay. I was like, all right, you're going to have to explain that one. Yeah, we have a two-year-old that reads right through me and picks up languages. You have like Damien, you have a little demon child.
For daycare, they only speak Spanish. And I was like, oh, that's great. She'll be fluent. But they only speak Spanish at her daycare.
That's
awesome. I didn't realize how hilarious that was going to be because we don't know what she's saying to us.
That is awesome. You raised a baby that's smarter than you.
Yeah, she says ay-ay-ay a lot. Goes, ay-ay-ay-ay.
I love that.
Yeah, she gets disgusted and she goes ay-ay-ay.
Yeah, that is hilarious to be bested by your tiny child starting already at 2 years old.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're toast.
I have to like try to like talk to the other mothers and stuff. And I went to a toddler tumbling class and all the kids were like sitting down and like the mothers were just these ethereal like Brooklyn moms with just like they're talking about their feeding schedules or whatever. My kid is like peace. Like she doesn't sit in that circle. She wants no part of that circle. they're just sitting there with their like 1 year olds, just like, you know, and Frankie doesn't care. She's just like, yeah, I'm going over there, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like, you know, wrangle her and bring her back to the circle. So I'm trying to make jokes because I figure that's what you do. I don't know. I was like, my kid, kind of a hole in the team here.
Yeah.
No one makes eye contact with me. Just like avoid me.
That's a deep bomb.
Yeah.
That's a real
bomb at tumbling class.
Yeah.
I call my brother. I was like, she won't sit in that circle. He's like, one of my kids was a circle sitter. The other one was like, Pete. So he's like, don't worry. Sometimes they just don't want to sit in that circle.
She'll never be a circle sitter.
And then I talked to a few more friends and they were like, do you always bring her? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, it's you. And I'm like, fuck, it's me. She's like, yeah, because she already doesn't take you that seriously. I was like, God damn it. Because I called her daycare. I'm like, so how do you deal with it? They're like, she doesn't do that with us.
She listens to us.
She's like, yeah, I don't, it's her.
Have you tried speaking to her in Spanish? It's like when you get an adopted dog and you won't listen and then you say, siétate. It just knows. It's like, it just knows everything in Spanish. You got a child that speaks the language you don't.
None of this occurred to me. I was just like, oh, this will be great. I don't know what she's talking about most of the time.
That is hilarious. But you must have like a regular, but now you got a kid, you got, you know, you live what, you live in Queens now, you have like a, you know, more space.
We bought
space
a house
a
with
bit.
Bitcoin.
Hell yeah.
Because my husband,
he was on the Bitcoin.
Love crypto.
That's.
They're all obsessed with crypto.
Firemen love crypto.
They're obsessed with it. There's always some guy like Dino over like buying Bitcoin for my husband. I'm like, why does he have to come over? They're always like over talking about it. He's like, Cardano's walking God. Walking God. They take no signs. That's is like a philosophy
awesome.
Of life for them, crypto.
Respect.
Like, oh, Ethereum pumping off.
But it's good that you guys got out of it and bought a house because that shit
we bought
tumbled.
A house and then it crashed. And so we have three firemen like building it. Like my husband.
Wow.
Blew up every room, like
that's
blew up
awesome.
The bathroom, the kitchen. Like he just likes bulldozing things.
Hell
I think
yeah.
he just wants to ride that bulldozing machine or something.
He
wants to ride the bulldozing scooter. Yeah.
That's firemen. I think are like I could have the way like other guys like I could have gone pro in football. They're like I could have been construction.
Hilarious.
I could have been a foreman.
Oh yes, that's absolutely true. Not only is that true stuff, but they all are. Like they all have second jobs.
Yeah.
You would think that he's a captain, like that's all he does. That's never all they do.
That's crazy.
They all have second jobs.
Wow.
So like, which sucks because our house has been in construction for like a year, like active construction. I'm like, when's the plumber coming? He's like, Anthony, I'll ask him next time I do a 24. I'm like, no, I need a plumber, not like an Anthony slash plumber. Yeah, you know, he's a lieutenant. Yeah. He's like, he's a lieutenant in Battalion 3. I'll probably see him tomorrow, maybe Thursday. I'm like, no, the toilet, it doesn't work.
Can we get a get a professional?
But every guy is a fireman in our house, and if they decorate it, it'll just be like, like just a mural of the founding fathers.
Of course.
Because they all just love it.
Yeah, George Washington shaking hands with Derek Jeter.
Not to mention when de Blasio was mayor.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
Everything he did wrong. He'd be like, well, your boy de Blasio. I'm like, my boy? No one likes de Blasio. He's like, well, because of your boy de Blasio, apparently I'm not allowed to say. It was always something he wasn't allowed to say at the firehouse. I'm like, what the fuck do I have to do with any of this shit? So I was like, oh, your boy de Blasio thinks we can't call it a hoarder's fire anymore because apparently that's offensive. We got to call it a clutter fire because you and your boy de Blasio writing up the fire names. And I'm like, fuck off.
I love that that makes that much of a difference.
Like, hoarder. Who gives a shit? Yeah, you call something in a radio. Yeah, yeah. But he's always mad about like some term he's not allowed to use because of my fucking boy de Blasio.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, it's like we have some semblance of a normal life, but we live in an area with like it's all like cops and firefighter families. Yeah, yeah. Like the school is called like School of Heroes, and it's just like a cop and a fireman outside, like a Mount Rushmore statue with like a you do the math expression.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's like a weird little insular neighborhood in Queens where it's just all like cops and firefighters. You know, you're always safe.
That's awesome.
You're always safe.
Yeah.
Definitely the only Jew for like miles. Yeah. You know? Like they've never seen a mezuzah before.
No, what's that
satanic writing?
Yeah, they're like a gang has marked you for robbery. I can see it on your doorway. You have to evacuate. We will make sure all the Latinos and blacks in the neighborhood are questioned.
They're like, we're not saying we don't like you. We're just saying you can't come out after 8. Yeah. That's all we're saying. We prefer if you stay inside after 8 p.m. Am I anti-Semitic? No. Just like it when you're inside and
just
go to bed a
little
early.
Don't do any spells while we're around.
No, they've like, it's like New York. You think everybody's, you know, there's so many Jews here. Like whenever I go to there, they have these big events, Family Day. It's like FDNY Family Day on the Rock. And they have this whole training facility where they have life-size buildings and they set them on fire. And the guys come and they have hoses and they rescue. And they play this like patriotic music. It's like insanity. It's like North Korea, but positive. Yeah. Like you feel like you're being brainwashed, but probably for the good. Yeah, you know, always like da-da-da, the FDNY. And there's these huge fires and like, explosions.
By the way, that's also what North Korea thinks, by the way. Oh, it's not like North Korea's like, this is bad. We're brainwashing for bad.
Yeah, that's a really fine point. I like that you're absolutely proving the teacher's right slowly. He's like gently pointed out a few things to me. He's like, well, let's track back and see the origin of that non-thought you just expressed. I'm like,
you've been listening to the fireman's views a little too uncritically for the last couple of years, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, this is like my life now. I go to these like FDNY Staten Island like dinner dances, and then they have this the Rock where everybody gets together and they blow up buildings, and then everybody comes and they put them out and they play music, and then I meet all these other guys, and one of the guys I'm standing there watching, and we're always dragging a dummy, or there's a lot going on.
You know, you should, this is an idea for you, just Goodfellas but for firefighters' wives. Mm-hmm. Like I'm blanking. Melfi. What the fuck? Bracco.
Lorraine Bracco.
Her character in Goodfellas. Yeah. How the part
Marie,
of her.
Is it Marie?
Yeah. What, you know, I don't fuck. Remember her name. My brain is all fucked up.
Anyway.
And who was the main guy in Goodfellas?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. So, he's hot. RIP. Poor guy. But he was a piece of ass in his day while he was alive and before Chantix, before he quit smoking and his face puffed up. But there's the whole middle part where it's her like talking about hanging out with all the other mob wives. That would be a really interesting like hang out with all the firefighters' wives because she was a Jew too.
That's like what my whole act is. Yeah. That's my life now. Because that's my entire next hour.
Yeah. Oh, it should be. It's fascinating.
No, I'm taping a special actually soon. My But it's that's everything because like I now he's going to be a chief soon, so hell I have yeah. to. I'm like infiltrate. It becomes very like political. So
that's awesome.
It's just like me and like a lot of women named Gina.
Yeah. He's like, Rachel, don't bring up how you feel about Black Lives Matter. He's like, I'm up for a promotion. I don't need you spouting off at the mouth.
Last time, it's amazing. That was like my wedding. It was like my dad, it was like Colin Quinn and Tom Papa did the ceremony.
Yeah,
we had a wedding in Staten Island because of course, because you got to hook up there. We got to get married in Staten Island.
Yeah, I was like,
I think I called it like North New York on the invitation. Yeah. I was really trying to play that down. And like it was just like a bunch of comedians. My dad gets on, doesn't mention me or Pete, just does like a long speech about immigration. You can ask Anthony. He's like never mentioned. Anthony is fascinated by my dad's speech because he's like, this is what makes America great. It's diversity. You know what I mean? Cut to just like some red faced fireman like falling drunk into his own lap, and he's like 2020 as he faints. You know?
Yeah.
But it was just like a shit show.
That's
everything now.
That's
and it was
awesome.
A bunch of firemen came out like out of respect. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you I was on stage at the Comedy Cellar? I'm in the middle of my act and I was telling a story that I talk about on stage about my husband, how his nickname for me is Big Guy. That's
awesome.
What he calls me. He doesn't understand why I wouldn't want to be called Big Guy. He's like, come on, you're fun, you big gay.
So, yeah,
he has a song and I walk in at night and he'll be like, she's my big gay. Like, he cannot compliment.
Yes,
just emotionally, just like it's the, well, fascinating.
The big guy is an exalted position in the firehouse, being a big guy. That's good.
He's like, yeah,
that's your favorite
gay
kind of guy.
Big guy. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was on stage talking about that, and I talked about being a, you know, about firemen, being married to a fireman, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of my act, this guy jumps on stage, grabs the mic out of my hand, and he's like, couldn't even compose a sentence. It was like a sort of a smear, and then he was immediately like tackled or whatever. Later, I find out he was a fireman, and I was like, oh my god, what engine does he work at? So I go next, and I'm determined to get to the bottom
of
this.
Course.
So I show all the guys at my husband's firehouse, and I'm like, and this guy, a drunk guy, and they're like, and they guess. I don't want to say the guy's name, but they're like, I know what it is. And I'm like, how many drunks? And they knew,
they guessed,
and it wasn't their firehouse, and they got it right.
Wow.
Then I post the clip. I didn't say anything about it being a fireman, but I post the clip or whatever, and then he comes to the firehouse the next day with a typed letter apologizing.
A typed letter of apology?
Yes. And a cake, because that's how they communicate. If you're a Brooklyn firefighter, you communicate through cakes.
That's a great system.
You want a promotion, you bring the boss a cake.
Wow.
You want to be camp, you get a junior's fucking cheesecake. You wash up
that's
real
awesome.
Fucking nice. Get your wife and go over there and talk to the fucking chief. And don't forget the juniors.
Yeah.
So you find out what cake this guy likes. Everything is communicated through
that's
cakes.
Awesome.
You fucked up. You took this guy's tour. You were late. You know, you missed the
cakes.
Rig on a call. You bring a fucking pie. Find out what kind of fucking pie he likes.
I love that.
So he comes in. He's like, oh, yeah, guess who showed up with the cake this morning? A typed letter, whatever. Yeah. Apologizing. Not to me.
Yeah.
But first to my husband. I was mentioning the letter.
I disrespected your property.
Your property. I was mentioned, but second. And do you think that I got a fucking bite of that cake? He's like, listen, I was disrespected your show. I had no idea. I was enjoying her and her blue-collar attitudes and her impressions. And I thought it would be fun, needless to say, if I jumped on a stage. And then my husband's telling me all this and showing me the letter. And I'm like, where's the cake? He's like, oh, it's delicious. Should have tasted it. He's like, oh, it's amazing. I was like, well, I love cake. What the fuck? Where's my cake? Where's my goddamn slice?
It's so awesome how all those guys think they're in the mafia. Where it's like, I had no idea that she was affiliated with the firehouse. And I would never disrespect your family like that. I thought she was merely a civilian comedian and not that she was the wife of a potential captain. Please accept this fouillade as a token of my appreciation and my deep sorrow for my lack of decorum.
He was like, I have a
Trump 2024, a storm is coming. That's awesome. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, like, also, like, he, in his mind, my husband's not jealous at all. He's like, he's almost like an accidental feminist. Like, yeah. doesn't care if I change my name.
I love that.
I'm like, I've had to explain to him, like, when my plane, like, you should see if my plane landed okay. Like, right, just right, right. oblivious,
right,
you know?
Right.
So he doesn't even understand why this guy's apologizing to him, you know? He's unnecessary, you know?
Yeah,
Like, he wasn't, I told him the whole story when I got off stage. He's like, yeah, I bet you nailed him, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it was a little unsettling as an experience.
He's
like, yeah, I bet you got him good, big gay.
A man rushed the stage. I was afraid for my safety.
Yeah.
You probably got him, though.
He's
probably,
I bet you razzed him.
You probably called him gay.
Yeah. you probably said something about that t-shirt he was wearing, huh? That must have been fun. And I'm like, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
He boarded a plane without me once. Like, he's oblivious, like wild.
That's,
you know?
Awesome.
I was like, I'm probably not going to change my name because of stand up. He's like, why would you? That'd be weird, huh?
That's awesome.
But if I was like, if I said the word feminist, he'd be like, oh, those people a little spooky, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, those are those girls with like blow hair. I was like, seed them with fury and stuff. You know, like, he wouldn't know what that is, but I think he like strangely is, but not.
Well, I think that happens a lot with like liberal and leftist things is that
gets
people
circle.
Want them. Yeah. But they don't want to be labeled as those things. Like, in a blind survey, if you ask people, like, do you think America should provide healthcare and good education? And everyone says yes.
Yes.
But then when it's like, okay, well, we should tax billionaires that you'll never be to make that happen. They're like, whoa, 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 I might be
a billionaire
sometimes. Yeah. What are we, fucking Chinese? It ain't happening, pal. Go fucking...
What's Cardano going through the roof?
Can't take any
of my Cardano away.
Yeah. 100%. Do not regulate crypto, whatever you do.
Yes, they don't like regulation.
No.
But then, like, but it's funny because, like, because socially he is a complete, like, liberal. Like, he wouldn't care gay, marriage, nothing. Totally. Like, he wouldn't care about anything like that. But
yeah.
So I was like, all right, watch to regulate it. I don't even understand. I can give a shit. Regulate me. I need to be regulated.
Yeah.
I need boundaries and rules.
Of course. And also, it's so funny because what do you think fire code is?
It's exactly.
It's a regulation.
It's the most regulated.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, none of it really tracks.
Of course.
No. Yeah.
No, they're living in a cake economy. They haven't, you know, they haven't gotten to. You have to apologize to the man if you offend his wife. It is a very old world situation.
I brought so many cakes with him. I'm like, wait, what firehouse do you want to be at? He's like, I'm thinking, and it's like a bit. It's something he really thinks about.
Yeah. It's
like,
interesting.
He doesn't think, you know, what bothers Rachel or how's she coping with this?
He thinks,
should I bring a double layer to Captain?
Does the captain want buttercream or maybe a cookies and cream or peanut butter base?
He's like, I feel like Capizio would probably like an ice cream cake, you know? It's an ice cream cake kind of guy.
That is really cute, though. They almost have, it's the way, you know, the way you were the lightning rod for all your family's emotional problems. Cakes are the lightning rod for the way firemen show their emotions for each other.
Yeah.
That's, and it's also very interesting that what we were talking about, like, in your family, the problem was they paid too much attention and you ended up with somebody that's, you said, oblivious. That's like boarded a plane.
Yeah. My mom was definitely like, you know, just sort of watching me for signs. But my dad emotionally was like,
okay,
he's neurotic, but doesn't like say like, I love you or he's like, you know, called me Roxanne a few times. There's no Roxanne in our family. I'm not lying, Soph.
Roxanne is awesome.
Yeah. My brother,
that's
Justin.
Such a weird name.
My dad was like frantic. He would call my brother Justin Jason. Like, Jason, come in, get in. There's no Jason. Who's Jason?
Sounds like my boy needed, maybe he needed the brain scan. Is it possible?
My dad was like, memorize like some insane, you could tell him about like a specific, you could mention like a specific war in like Poland in the, you know,
academic,
in 1920, and he would tell you. But yeah,
if you
asked him about any like emotional memory, no, like
not
I've never, all. Never seen him cry except for at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. This is very interesting.
Yes.
We should take some calls because I could go into, we could be talking about you forever, But we'll save it for next time.
We need to save people
for your and for your next appearance. We'll get to your dad.
No, the people need us.
The people need us. They need a fire. They need a Jewish fireman's wife. That's a rare perspective to bring to this show.
It truly is.
And before we go, you said you're taping a special soon. When are you taping it? Where are you taping it?
I'm taping a special at Midnight Theater.
Oh, Midnight Theater is really cool.
You can get tickets on their website. Also on the thing, I'd like to do a lot of stuff with this. With this charity.
Okay,
and,
ooh, charity.
Hold on.
You're better than us.
And it's called Friends of Firefighters, and they do all this cool stuff basically they give free mental health services and like acupunctures and massages and stuff to first responder families. So when you get the ticket, you can like get a Friends of Firefighter like piece of merch or something and helps these guys come home and like punch walls less.
yeah, that's huge. That is really taking advantage of where you're at. Getting these motherfuckers acupuncture, that's next level.
Acupunctures, massages, therapy.
Therapy is
all
awesome.
Of it. Like they just give all free services to any FDNY family. And it's like really lovely. And I should really go and get some of the stuff.
Yeah, you need it. You need it, pal.
Fucking acupuncture.
You're wound therapy. A little tight.
I'm a little jacked up today. Yeah. I'm just double checking the
the Midnight Theater
dates of my special.
Though,
yeah. I think it's the first weekend in April.
Okay.
And
great.
Just go to my website, rachel-feinstein.com for tickets, and also all my dates on the road are there too.
I love it. We'll put this out a week before? How does that sound?
Sounds great.
So it's fresh in people's minds. Go see Rachel at the Midnight Theater. We'll do a little in the middle plug because, you know, you do the plugs at the end. People don't.
They remember. It's right rachel-feinstein.com. You can see all my road dates and come see me in New York for my special. I'm still looking for the date of the special. I'm the worst.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out. We'll get that in later.
Who cares?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, let's get to some of these questions, LD. What do you got for us? Hit us with the first one.
Hey, Stubb, what's going on?
As always, it is not playing through the speaker. Every single time this happens.
My heads are going to fucking roll.
Hey, Stubb, what's going on?
Here we go.
I have a bit of a problem. So I've been in a relationship.
Can we get a little more volume?
7 years, and my girlfriend is 16 years older than I am. So I met her when I was 25. She was 41, and now she's 48, and she's nearing 50. And sex has become kind of a chore for her. She's wondering if you had any advice on what I should do, because I've already found myself starting to ogle at other women, and I don't want to cheat, so. Yeah,
that was amazing.
I love how this. We get a call like a week where guys are basically trying to let me give them permission to cheat. There's so
that
many.
That does feel like what he's doing now.
Yeah, he's like, look, what can I say? It's up. I would love not to cheat, but she keeps turning older. And what am I? I didn't know this was going
to
happen.
I feel so many different emotions to this guy. First, I thought he was saying that he was dating a 16-year-old.
Yes.
And I was like, I went from like hating him to loving him.
Now we're back to neutral.
Yeah. I mean,
16 years older. They met when he was 25. He's 31 now. So it was 25 and 41. Now it's 31 and 50 or whatever, or 31 and 48 now. So, you know, what do you want me to fucking say? What you could do is the Ashton Kutcher pulled a very heartless maneuver where he was married to Demi Moore for the tail end of her prime.
That was rough.
And then got divorced basically right around this time that this guy's talking about. And he ended up marrying Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
So that really is a dickhead's move. And also, we're talking about Demi Moore. I'm going to go ahead and guess your wife ain't exactly Demi Moore. just no disrespect to her, but let's, you know.
I know that not always, none of it includes talking to the woman.
Yeah.
I'm just about to just blow my load in a stranger.
But
before I do so, I mean, yeah, you might want to like talk to her about it and just like be like, I really am wanting to have sex more than you. And maybe we could try to like, where are you with your sex drive and how important it is, to, you know, stuff like that.
And here's the thing. She's probably thinking about this. Like, if someone's in this kind of relationship, this is probably their insecurity, right? Like, wouldn't you think if you were dating somebody younger than you?
16 years older. I mean, that's steep. That's a wild. Yeah,
that is a tough one.
A man or a woman. Like,
I would love to
easy.
Know what happened here.
Yeah.
How do you guys got together? What's the situation? I would love some more context.
And we would like some videos.
And I would like some videos. Yeah, if you get, no. Some you guys, let us see what you guys look like when you fuck. We can show you. We can give you pointers.
I don't want to cheat. That's always also...
He wants to cheat. By the way, that means you want to cheat.
That's exactly right. I don't want to cheat. Who's talking about cheating?
No one brought that up but you. Yeah. This is a voicemail you recorded yourself.
Yeah.
This is literally not a conversation. You brought up everything in it, including cheating.
Yeah, why would that be an option when you're having like a problem? Why'd be like, I don't want to land inside some road pussy tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, like... obviously, yeah, you absolutely do. And you're just furiously beating to every other woman you walk past.
Yeah. And the thing is, no woman has tried to fuck him yet, or he would have, is what it feels like.
Yes. I want to desperately to cheat.
Advice on what he should do. Yeah. I mean,
I think it would start with some conversation first. Yeah. Take her out. Like, cause we don't know where this guy's at.
Sure.
Look, you might be a fucking sexual magician for all I know.
It's possible.
You could be a real oral magician.
As one
guy told me once on a date, you know, they say I'm really good at going down on girls. He said, they say.
Like, word on the street.
He was like, apparently
Marty
I do this
eats
thing
pussy.
With my tongue. It's like incredible, I guess. I don't know, some sort of oral magician.
Some would say.
Yeah, I was like, what? How do we end up landing on, like, can I have some salmon, please?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I mean, I don't know what you are doing, but first you would obviously want to try to, like, rekindle that.
Sure, that's
like,
a great
take
point.
Take her out and try to hook up. And maybe, because just deciding that she sexually has become a chore.
No, that's
it could be, you're only deciding that that's her view on sex. There's two people involved.
That's
in that.
A really good point. That's a really good point that he... This call could exist with no age being referenced at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two different things. You're saying there's two issues here. The core issue, theoretically, is my wife doesn't want to have sex as much anymore. You have decided it's because she's 16 years older than you, when in reality what's happening is your wife doesn't want to fuck as much as you want, and you want to fuck other women. Those are two other things. And you've conflated these things, and you've taken the idea that she is fucking less... it's kind of, you're giving yourself permission to want to fuck other women. The age gap and the frequency of sex are two separate issues that you're kind of mixing into one. So if you really truly don't want to cheat and you're not just looking for an excuse from your pal Stav, if what you were looking for wasn't me being like, oh dude, 50 years old, go get yourself some new pussy, brother. If you weren't looking for that answer and you actually wanted real good advice, what Rachel said is perfect. It's like, yeah, what's going on here? Why? Let's throw the age gap out. Maybe you're not fucking as good anymore. Maybe you're not paying attention to her. Maybe you aren't as attracted to her. You're treating her worse subconsciously. She feels less attraction
attractive.
To you and attractive and less, you know, like less of a sexual person.
Third option, she's getting some sweet D herself.
She's fucking some 20-year-old.
No,
she's
was,
fucking
I didn't mean to
the
do
cougars
a
back out.
Yeah.
No,
I, or maybe those things. I just did a jig for her, which wasn't right. And I want to apologize.
Yeah, or maybe you're
to
getting
to her hypothetical
cucked.
Side dick she's getting. And that was wrong. And I
he'd
just want to say that to God and you.
Let's be honest. He'd be thrilled. That would be a get out of jail free card for this
what
guy.
He wants to do.
Yeah.
He wants to nestle in a brand new rack.
He just
wants to be just blubbering inside of a
Absolutely.
Brand new set of fresh cans.
Exactly.
So I think he needs to first ask himself and his higher power.
That's true. That's, what you're right. Does he you're want? Right.
Do you Which want? Is yep. To get the hell out of this of and course. To get into some brand new pair of sweet panties,
yep.
Or does he want to reconnect with his lady?
Absolutely.
So ask yourself those hard questions.
Those are some real hard questions.
And circle back with us over Come here.
Absolutely. I would love a follow-up. I need more context.
I want to know what happens.
Yeah, I need more context on how you guys got together.
I'm going to text off about this.
Were you groomed?
Yeah. That's no. The other thing. Yeah,
25 and 41 is not a grooming situation, right. But you know, give us more context. Rachel's absolutely yeah. correct. You have two things to figure out here, buddy, and we're curious to see how it goes. Hit us, Eldis. Hit us with another one.
Fuck, I can't believe this worked. What's up, Stav? How you doing? I hope everything's good. And whichever guest you happen to have on is doing well as well. Here's my thing. I don't need to ask about like how to get sex or anything like that. I said this not wanting to brag, but...
Not wanting to brag.
Extremely poor.
Okay.
I'm extremely mentally ill.
All over the map.
But I find it extremely easy to find sexual partners.
Okay.
And I have like a big dick, so...
All right. You gotta get quickly with a question.
So basically, I kind of have been thinking that sex work is my only option. Okay. I've had like I'm like 24 and I've had like 20 jobs. It's just, I'm not going to give you my whole fucking sob story, but
you did.
Basically I'm really thinking like starting an OnlyFans, and doing sex work is my only option. But my problem is that my interest and what I want to eventually go to school for is international relations and I want to do international policy. So, I mean, I know you're kind of an expert on Greek society here. So in foreign awesome. Relations. So I was hoping you could kind of, let me know if that's a bad idea sure. for the long-term outcome.
I would do anything to see this guy.
I know like as far as like a public reputation yes. and shit, you know, it'll be affected, but I'm talking about like, you think it would fuck up my, my chance of being, like an ambassador or some shit, dude. Like, fuck, man. Yeah. I know this is a
random
question.
Is my penis too big to work for the UN?
I don't know
UN.
Anybody who can answer it besides the good old Scotty. So,
ever
been yeah, I hope you guys are doing good.
Is
and
my
sorry,
cock
I
ran this too much.
Okay, so we got
I
a lot.
I need a nap after that. Like, yeah, I don't know who I am. Place. I don't know where. First of all, like, that was one of the most amazing paragraphs I've ever beheld. That should be a Bumble profile in itself. Just, I have a really big cock. I'm mentally ill if you're into that.
Yeah.
A little outdoorsy.
Yeah.
And interested in international events.
I love tariffs. So, okay, we got a couple issues here. Number one. You might be fat cocked and you might get your fat cock sucked on quite a bit, but it doesn't sound like you're really taking for granted the fact that you would make money on OnlyFans. Let's start there. That's a real fucking job. I have friends who do OnlyFans. They post the way we post clips. The way I have friends who like are like, oh, I got to do a jack off video. I got to, you know, clip it and sell, you know, like they have a posting schedule. Yeah. They text, they DM their, you know, the people that subscribe to them. Like
it's so exhausting.
It's a real, you know, that's,
I'd rather go back to Des Moines on New Year's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't, like, hump a pillow for like,
it's much harder work than stand-up comedy without question.
Yeah.
And so you said you've had a bunch of jobs and you can't do them. So like, I think you're conflating the fact that real women recognize that they can fuck you and that you must be handsome and you have a big penis and they see that you're insane and they're like, oh, I can fuck this guy and it won't matter, you know, whatever. I'll just get, you know, it won't come back to haunt me in any way. I don't care. I'll leave. I want some.
I don't even remember what his problem was. I got lost in his hypothetical cock.
His problem is if will starting an OnlyFans. He keeps saying my only option. Is to start is to do sex
it's
work.
It's like the cheating guy. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just like, I guess.
You clearly want to jack off for money. Okay. Like, let's.
Nobody takes the leap from international studies to beating off in your room with one dirty sock on.
And look, if you want to do it, great. I'm just warning you, it's more work than you think it is. People aren't going to subscribe because it's easy for you to fuck. You think it'll be easy for you to make money showing off your cock. And look, maybe it is, but it's a full-time job. You got to fucking promote yourself. A lot of the people that make money on OnlyFans or do online sex work have a big following, and that takes literally upkeep. You are too all over the fucking place to do any of that, if I had to guess.
I think you need to first figure out the cocktail of medications that address the mental illness.
That's what I was just going to say. Is like, have you tried to address your mental illness? Because
that's
maybe you have.
That's not an afterthought. Yeah, like, he's basically like, I'm teaming with mental illness. So just maybe like therapy. Figure out some kind of medication schedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe CVS. There's other avenues.
It's
not only beating off on camera.
Absolutely.
Like, that was, yeah.
And look, he sounds like he's tried and he's gotten fired from a bunch of jobs is what it sounds like.
Right.
But look, when I was broke, I went to, there was like a community, mental health type. Mm-hmm. There was a place where I got free, I was on Medicaid and I got free therapy. Let's try and do Medicaid first. If you're broke and you don't have...
I did Medicaid and free therapy too.
Yeah.
I was on Medicaid.
And so that'll be... Let's make that your first piece of homework. Do the paperwork for Medicaid. Find a place where you can maybe try and get your mental illness. And then if after a couple of things of therapy, you're like, you know what? I really do want to put a butt plug in my ass and plump my nuts up for money. Great. Do it. You know what I mean? Do it then. But I would say you're a little all over the place. And also, foreign relations, it's like, come on, buddy. What the fuck? What are you in school again? That's what you wanted to do because you went to like Model UN and you had a fun time.
Yeah, you want to do
that. You've been insane for the last 5 years. You've been getting pussy with your big fat cock and getting fired from bar back jobs for the last 4 years. Do you even still want to do foreign relations? Or is that
foreign relations is the best sentence ever. The fact that anyone's using these phrases means that you belong nowhere near that field. You or Stav.
I definitely don't.
I guess I want to settle on ambassador, but
ambassador is hilarious.
Ambassador's amazing.
What do you an ambassador?
I do have to say, I was. If this makes you feel any better, I was fired so much. Once I was fired in under 4 hours. Like it was a 3.5 hour job.
What was it?
I was working at a store called Fat Shoes and Clothes on Broadway. It was one of my first, and I thought I'd made it, by the way. That's how low my standards were for myself.
Yeah.
I moved to New York with this guy and his band called Dick Sister. Dick Sister dummy. The guy's
name or the band was Dick Sister?
The band's name was Dick Sister. I was like the Yoko Ono to Dick Sister. After Dick Sister dumped me, I was like just on my own in New York, just getting just fired every goddamn day. Yeah. So I went to this one place, got fired, got a job at Fat Shoes and Clothes. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I work on Broadway at a place called Fat Shoes and Clothes. I'm a Beastie Boy.
I thought
I was so cool.
Yeah.
I told everybody, my family, my aunt sent me flowers because everybody was so excited I was employed.
That's
by the time
awesome.
The flowers got there, I'd been very fired.
What did you do to get fired
and
from Fat Shoes?
I was supposed to fold things and I was like, my folds were real slovenly and off. I just remember this guy at it. He was like twirling his key, watching my folds. He's like, no, that is a gangrenous fold. I couldn't fold anything. Like I was like,
that's awesome.
And he was just like watching me. I was trying to hide my folds because they were terrible.
Yeah.
Folding is an art, you know, you don't just show up day one knowing how to fold a fucking top.
Of course.
And I was supposed to convince people to buy things and I couldn't do either of those things. Mm. When somebody's making like a private purchase, I'm
of course,
be in the
you don't want
to
butt
in. And he's like,
compliment,
don't tell something good, you have to come. He's like, rotate. I remember he kept saying, rotate, come on, rotate.
Yeah.
He was like, talk up, you says look nice, you says your body looks good.
You sexually harass them. They come in. You say, oh my God, your pussy incredible in jeans. I fuck many times for the pussy juicy. Very juicy
your
pussy.
Your ass looking neighborhood approved. My goodness. You are thicker than a sneaker. Please get this Jardash.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So I was like, couldn't do it, fired.
What was the
job
that stuck? What did you get a job that you didn't get fired from?
I finally was able to be a nanny because I love kids.
Okay.
But
don't be a nanny. Don't. This don't big, we don't need this big dick lunatic around any children.
Definitely do not do that. Don't even start a background check. Don't enter your name into any website that has anything to do with children. As a mother, fucking be an ambassador that beats off first.
Okay, on camera. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you do world politics themed OnlyFans. You get one of those horrible blonde wigs, you pretend you're Boris Johnson and beating off. Oh, look at my penis, you know? You could be Justin Trudeau.
It might just be the kind of porn he likes, you know? Some guys get a little confused by that. Like, he might just like some kind of, like, international.
But I like the idea. Maybe marry the two things. Do Fidel Castro role play. Wear a big beard, you know, pull your dick through some army fatigues. You could do some international relations themed sex work. Maybe that's the sweet spot for you, pal. So good luck. Let us know what happens. But again, first and foremost, get on
that?
Medicaid.
Yes, please.
Pretend to be Fidel Castro.
Yes. Do you do a lot of like specified role play like that? Like Hitler and things like that?
Yeah, not Hitler.
Because you just wrote that scene up too fast. I was like.
No. Yeah. I was just feeling a vibe for this guy. Everything's been pretty generic.
Role play. So you're not big on role play yourself?
No, I've gotten in there a couple times. It's been pretty fun, but it's been pretty generic. Like, you know.
Sure.
Tutor, you know. Student thing, maid stuff, pretty, you know,
right?
Pretty run of the mill massage. That's fun. Oh, I'm getting a massage. Oh, you're jacking me off. Nice.
We have thing. Yes.
Or maybe I give the massage and I'm like, you know, finger popping.
Either way, someone's like, in trouble. Yeah, and they should be.
Someone's getting fingered. Dirty. Either dirty way,
yeah. They should be in trouble. They should. Somebody's getting their screen time taken away. At the end of the day. Someone's getting,
no iPad.
You're not going to that movie with Zachary, and you're having no screen time, but you are going to get on your hands and knees. All right. Hey, Stav, met a guy on an app.
We'll play it. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know. Look, you really I just do have took ADD. On a new role. I love that you lay down the law with me. You're like, not so fast, bitch. I'll run my own podcast. Thanks. Very fair.
Go ahead, Eldis.
Hey, Stavi. Met a guy on an app. Found out he's a 35-year-old virgin.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy sex and want to keep it casual. Should I hook up with him should I hook up with him? And what are some red flags to look for before, after we do it? Love the pod. Bye.
Thank you. I love that we have a sex-positive woman from Wisconsin calling in. Oh my God, I just found a 35-year-old who's never eaten pussy before.
And I just want to get him right down there, shove his face down, and have him really enjoy his snack.
Come on and fuck this snatch for
Do
the
I
first
cut
time.
Do I cut off the crust? Should I hook up with him? And you know, that's amazing. Should I hook up with him and order some red flags?
What are some red flags to look for? So, okay, I see, you know, I understand the worry. She wants to keep it casual. Someone's never gotten pussy in their life. The first morsel of it might send them into a craze.
It's called a whisper.
Yeah.
Whisper of pussy. The initial whisper of pussy might send them flailing about.
Absolutely.
I mean, to be completely honest, like...
Please. This is a place of honesty.
I don't want to date a virgin. Sure. Like, you gotta.
But she's not talking about dating. It sounds like she's interested to fuck him. And by the way.
You want to keep it casual, right? I really don't listen.
You really don't. And you even tried reading it.
I still didn't get any information stuffed in my brain. Are you as exhausted as my teachers now? And do you agree with my parents?
Your mom is on to something with the brain scans.
Yes.
This is literally the most straightforward question anyone's ever asked us. And you're like, now, wait a second. She wants to date him? So, yes, there's no dating involved. She's talking about, should I fuck this virgin? She met him on the apps. I think, first of all, you'd be a hero in this man's
life.
Yeah,
why not?
You would be an absolute hero.
I see no downside to this for anyone.
The downside is he's too clingy and she doesn't want to date him. She, right. You know what I mean? She wants to be sexually adventurous maybe and be a good Samaritan and fuck this 35
year old. If she's open about it and she tells him that she just wants to get laid and like really blow his mind.
Oh, 100%.
That sounds so exhausting to me. I would never want to be anybody's first.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna.
First of all, I don't bring a lot to the table sexually. I'm like, yeah. I'm not, I mean, pulling out, I mean, he stops, you feel like you have to pull out. Like, sure. I don't want to be anyone's first trying a lot of outfits and bring hat box over or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing, I would say this, the fact that this guy hasn't fucked, he is so, he
anything
would probably be so happy. You could be like, listen, we can have sex. I will fuck you 4 times and then you can never contact me again. And it would be like, thank you so much. I would love to do that. That would be excellent. 4 times is great. So you just be clear, and he still might, you know, maybe he's a little clingy, but you could just say, look, I just want something casual. Let's, I find it. If you're even like, I find it, you know, kind of hot that you are a virgin. I want to do this for purely sexual reasons. Speaking as someone who didn't fuck until college, if somebody who, you know, it's not 35, but it's later than most people, I would be, if some girl's like, hey, I'll fuck you and you can never contact me again, I would be like, yes, right now, right away, I could, whatever you need. Do I have to do anything else? Would you like me to do whatever you want? I'll do whatever you want. So I think you're good there. And I think, what are some red flags? I mean, this is a red flag. It's weird. Yes, but if I think, if he seems like a good enough guy, and there's some kind of, also if there's some kind of plausible narrative here as to why he's a 35-year-old virgin.
He's probably like, I'm just guessing, like maybe he was like a Mormon or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. I say go for it, sister. Do the Lord's work.
Yeah.
But set up your boundaries and, you know, now if
motorboat this fucking fresh Mormon.
Yeah. Suck that fresh pink dick. Get it out the wrapper and suck it off. Take it out of its original packaging and put it in your pussy. If we're reading this guy wrong, though, if he's not the kind of virgin who would be dying for pussy and he's like, oh, I was kind of hoping to date. Run. That's when you're in the problem. That's when it's a problem. But if you set your boundary and he's like, great, you'll never hear from me again if you suck me off, I think you're good to go and you can enjoy yourself and you can feel like you really did something good for the world.
Oh, some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah,
I love the way your toes pointed as you're talking.
Just a little something. Just a little something for the people.
Just a little. Speaking of whisper of Stoff's dog, sweet dog in the air.
Yeah,
put he's this, like twirling his foot. If you want to suck him off, just go for it.
Have time for one more. What do you say?
One more. Yes.
Let's
I'm
do
just
going
to answer this really fast because JP's meeting me here, and so
fuck JP.
No, I'm just going to have him meet me at the theater because I'm going to go see Colin's show tonight. Okay.
So cool.
All right. Because I think it's going to be too long for him to get here. Okay.
He's right. He lives literally around the corner.
He says 30 minutes out from
work.
Oh,
he's at
so
work.
So he was going to come here and then
go back.
I'm like,
I forgot he has a job.
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass.
Yo, Savvy baby. How you doing?
This is amazing.
What up, Aldous?
Hey.
Thanks for having me. Listen.
Listen.
Oh boy.
Me and my girl are getting married a few months. Both in our early 30s.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we start popping out babies as soon as possible?
The fact that you just asked Stop that means no and never.
I know in a recent podcast you were talking about having kids. I keep going back and forth. Her brother has a 2-year-old, my sister has a 2 and a 4-year-old, so we're obviously we want our kids to grow up and be close sort of in age to their cousins, but
okay.
Let me know what you think. We want to have 2, 3, 4 maybe, so
wow, what the fuck?
I don't know. We had fun in our 20s.
Four.
Maybe, yeah.
Love you guys.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean
okay. Yeah. The fact that you're like, should I have a baby? Wait, hold the phones. Let me make my own call. And that's to Stav's podcast. The answer is do not, under any circumstances, impregnate anyone. You shouldn't be involved in anyone's family planning. How about that guy I heard on Cumtown? What would he do?
You know what, buddy? Have five. How about that? Just because Rachel said not to. And name them all Stavros. Name them Stavros 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Even the girls.
I thought about talking to my wife about this, but then I was like, nah. Let me call Stavros, and I'm saying get a vasectomy. First of all, what were you saying about having kids? This is amazing.
I don't know. Maybe the Racine episode we were talking about having kids.
I think this was.
Do you want kids?
Do I want kids? I don't know.
He may be talking about when you've been like, it's like corny to get pussy, to want to get pussy in your 30s. This is the time that like everyone just starts like gets married, has kids, shit like that. That's what you should be doing.
I think like, do I, the like older I guess I get, the more I think, yeah, that would be kind of, I'm more open to it. I've always been like, I could go either way. Like whoever I end up with, if they have a really strong feeling one way or the other, I could rock with that.
Right.
But if we're both kind of neutral, then I kind of see myself kind of for the same reasons he's talking about. Like, I see the pull of, like if my brothers have kids, there's something you want. You want them to have cousins. You want to have that. Like, you want that family feeling. And I think that's really, I get the drive for this guy to be like, well, I want my kids to be around the same age as their cousins.
Also, I don't see her feelings mentioned in any of this.
Yeah.
I mean, rereading this voicemail.
It's true.
She's just like, I'm not so sure whether I want to get, she's getting pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I know, absolutely. I think, I'm hoping, maybe I'm giving our friend here too much credit. I'm hoping that when he says, I think we want to have 2, 3, 4, that they've
That was a we. Okay, 2, 3, 4. So then if they're talking about 2, 3, 4, then they both do want to have kids.
It sounds like hope so. Or he just signed his wife up for being pregnant.
Yeah, because that's a lot of being pregnant. I mean, woman would be like, do I want to be pregnant 2, 3, 4? Like, when you're holding the baby, you're not rolling that kind of hypothetical dice. I think yeah, the answer is to talk to her more about this. Stavros.
I say have him. Fuck Rachel. Fuck your wife. Have the kids. Name them Stav and Eldis. And that's it. Name them Stav,
Name
Eldis.
Name them Feinstein and the dog that saves Hanukkah. Yeah.
Name them Wolfie Jewowitz.
What I want to know is what you were doing during those pauses. There was a lot of long, like haunting pauses. Were you coming?
He might have been.
Were you getting pregnant?
I hope so. I hope you would. You know what? Call back, but call while you're conceiving your child. And then we want to have the first ever conception live on a podcast. I think that's never happened before.
I also already regret, like, I was about to say being fresh. Like, what is this, 1920? Yeah. But I already regret being fresh with this guy because he does sound like he's like a work, like a made man.
So I just want to say
thank you for all you've done.
No, he's, believe me, he's not at all. No chance he has anything going on.
Okay, that's helpful.
But you said it yourself, you guys had a fun 20s, you're in your 30s, you're married. Now look, you said it's been a few months. Maybe you don't need to have kids right away, but give it a year, give it a couple years, and you're still okay. You know, you could have, your kids could be the little cousins, no big deal, as long as they're kind of in that mix. But yeah, if you both want to do it, you certainly have the blessing of the Stavi's World podcast. The most important thing when having a child. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rachel. Thanks for
coming.
Thank
you.
904-800-STAV. Call in. You have any questions like
so
this?
I learned so much. I guess I want to thank.
Please come back. You're awesome. We should have like.
I love it here.
It would be fun to mix and match. Get you
I'm
on here with
you
Sam.
I'm bring you a cake next time. Do you guys like cake?
Fireman's cake.
Oh, yeah. You do? I love cake too. I love how readily you answered that.
He's ready to go.
Are you a sweets guy?
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you cake next
Something year. Chocolate.
He's even telling you the guy.
Oh my God. A lot of instructions really fast. He's like, triple layer, bitch.
He'll text you with the exact specifications.
No, I love cake too. I love cake and cupcakes.
What's your favorite cake?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
I love a red velvet cake. Okay. Do you like cake too?
I'm a cake guy as well.
Yeah, I love cake and cupcakes. Cupcakes is like, I think about cupcakes when I should be having like more intelligent thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm like, just like find myself
a fresh cupcake. They can get a little stale.
but know? I love a fresh cupcake.
Love a fresh cupcake. I think we're all in agreement.
I would choose friends based on what snacks they have. I would just go over and just eat so much in my friends' houses. Because we didn't get sweets when I was a kid, so I'm obsessed with sweets. Wow. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'm still talking and this should have been over. So everybody, Rachel-Feinstein.com. Get tickets to
Get tickets. Go see Rachel live. So
new
funny.
Special taping. Big guy. It's going to be called Big Guy.
Go watch your tape. Big guy. Thank you, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.